who rush to the shops in March to buy the new Nintendo 3DS will be feeling a bit fed up, because Nintendo is knocking £60 off the price, so people who bought the games console for £229 in the spring could buy it for £170 now, and soon some supermarkets are offering it for even less. Nintendo says there'll be some compensation for people who bought at the top price. Andy Robertson is a family gaming expert. Andy, what compensation then is Nintendo going to give people who paid the full price back in March?
Well, they're offering two sets of downloadable games via their eShop channel on the 3DS. This represents, in my reckoning, around £100 worth of downloadable games. And they'll come in two waves. One lot based on the NES. Downloadable games will be in
September.
Sorry,
you've lost me now. NES downloadable games?
Their original console that they launched a good 10, 20 years ago. So they're providing those games via a service on the 3DS called a Virtual Console. So they can provide these games to existing 3DS users via a download service.
Okay.
And they're going to provide 10 of those games in September and then another 10 games towards Christmas.
But they're old games?
Yes, they're re-releasing these old games, which is something which has been quite popular and well-received by Nintendo customers, but obviously incurs less cost to them.
How do you claim?
So to claim these games, and this is a key point here, you need to have connected to the eShop download service on your 3DS before midnight tonight.
So it's not a very big time window, is it?
No, exactly. So it's important that if you've bought a 3DS, that you connect it to the internet via a Wi-Fi setting, and then you get on the eShop channel to make your claim for those games.
Why have they dropped the price?
There's probably a few different reasons in play, but really I think Nintendo aren't satisfied with the number of units they're seeing being sold.
And so they just can't sell them at £229?
I think they can't sell them in the volume that they'd like to, and they can see the Christmas period approaching, and Sony are about to release, after Christmas, a new portable console, which will be a competitor. So they really need to establish an install base of their users to really make the 3DS a going concern.
Do you think people will be satisfied with the compensation?
I think that depends. Obviously, the value of the compensation is quite good, but you haven't necessarily chosen to buy these games. The usual way that a manufacturer would reduce the cost of their console would be to offer free games to new customers rather than reduce the original price. So it's quite an aggressive strategy from Nintendo.
And do you think they'll get away with giving you just this short time window to register, or do you think they'll have to row back on that?
Obviously this exercise of giving free games is to sort of placate any existing users' disappointment from the price drop. So although the date is set in stone at the moment, I would imagine if there's enough backlash against that and people haven't realised and haven't qualified, I would expect Nintendo to set a second date.
Andy Robertson, thank you.